Time now for the fishing news. I'm Steve Junker. Fishing for bluefin tuna, it's not something a Cape Cod angler gets to do every day. It's an offshore activity. Kevin Blinkoff of On the Water had a chance to get out recently. He joins us now. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
So tell us, where did you head?
So we went out of Falmouth Harbor and headed to an area that's kind of very generally called South of the Vineyard. And I don't get to go tuna fishing all that often, so every time I go, I get to learn a lot. We headed out down along the Elizabeth Islands and kind of straight out and ended up in an area about 40 to 50 miles away, kind of somewhere between south of Block Island, not too far from Montauk.
Okay, the big question, did you run into tuna?
I did. So we left in the dark and tried to get out there for first light because often the tuna feed best at first light. It feels like you're in the middle of nowhere. There's so much water, and there aren't very specific structures. It's not like you're fishing a particular rock pile. There's general areas that have names. So we started in an area that's called the Mud Hole, and from there, we kind of slowed down to a slower speed and just started looking for life. And that's really the name of the game out there. You don't really see the tuna necessarily on the surface, splashing being obvious. So you're looking for other kind of proxies that let you know that tuna are in the area. So once we got some light and started looking around, the first thing we saw was a huge bunch of dolphins. So I guess a large pod of dolphin, maybe 100 of them, all at the surface. And we said, okay, that's a sign of life. If there's dolphin, they're feeding on something that could mean tuna in the area. From there, we just kind of kept pushing along, looking for something else, and saw tuna chicks. And these are birds called, well, fishermen call them tuna chicks, but they're really called storm petrels. And they feed in slicks that are created from feeding whales and feeding tuna, little bits of plankton and things that float up to the surface. The tuna chicks feed on that. So once we started to see those, we knew that something was going on under the surface. Used the fish finder to look for marks of tuna down deep. And then once we saw that, dropped our jigs down and worked jigs and eventually managed to catch some tuna.
What kind of tuna did you pull in?
So in the area down south of the Vineyard in these offshore areas, fishermen really like heading down there because there's often smaller bluefin tuna in the area. So tuna that you can really fight on kind of lighter gear, not the giant tuna that you see north when you get up to Boston and Gloucester in that area. And that's exactly what we found. And so we were using some modern, what they call jigging tackle, relatively light. I mean, not too much heavier than what you would fish for striped bass. The fish that we caught were, again, smaller tuna. So they were about 34 to 38 inches long. Lots of fun to catch and release, and we did, of course, also keep a couple for sushi.
And these are highly migratory species. You need a special permit to go for tuna.
That's right. And then just make sure before you go out tuna fishing, you check the latest regulations. They do change during the season. So we were allowed to keep two of these smaller tuna. Two of these was plenty of tuna steaks for the four of us on the boat.
Hey, let's round up the inshore action. What are you hearing?
Well, it's definitely not fall yet, but we're starting to see a lot of bait around, which is giving us kind of that fall run feel already. Seeing lots of small bait fish all around the Cape and starting to see some good surface feeding fish on them. In Buzzards Bay, along the south side of the Cape and along the islands, a lot of that surface activity has been bonito. It's been really a banner year so far for bonito. And then we're also hearing the very first rumors of albies inshore, one or two here or there being caught around the islands. I'm predicting it's going to be a great year for albies. And then finally for striper fishermen, there's been some kind of stormy, windy weather out of the north. It's turned on a good bite inside the Cape Cod Canal. Hopefully that's something that continues for shorebound fishermen.
For more on fishing the Cape and the islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin Blinkoff, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.
For CAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.